This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good morning, 9 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning from FM 106. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie.
Hi, this is Bob Lance, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has an exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
Choosing the right crop insurance for your farming operation can be challenging. At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our professionals know crop insurance and can explain the different coverage options available. Farm Credit can provide the latest information on new crop insurance policy combinations, along with recent changes to the Federal Crop Insurance Program guidelines. Information that helps you choose the best coverage plan for your farming operation, whether it's a yield or revenue coverage policy or the new total weather insurance program. Farm Credit provides you the latest coverage information, product knowledge, and exceptional customer service, all delivered to you conveniently with our on-farm service. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for the crop insurance coverage to meet your risk management demands. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too. Remember, 800-444-FARM. At Farm Credit, we understand.
Did the company providing your oxygen supplies go missing, not providing enough supplies, or not showing up for equipment maintenance? Call Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville, your local provider of in-home oxygen, concentrators, and portable oxygen. They take the time to understand your needs and concerns. Call Michelle's Pharmacy for your oxygen supplies in Carlinville, 854-4022. Or Gillespie 839-9901, or visit michellespharmacy.com.
First of all, on the Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, the DTN General Opening Call, corn about a nickel lower today, beans about a dime lower, and wheat also about a nickel lower when trading opens on the Chicago Board of Trade later today. The overnight crude oil market 44 cents lower at 99.14. Brent crude, 55 cents lower at $110.03. The February gold contract, $10 lower at $16.68.30, while the U.S. dollar index, 0.123 higher at 79.906. On the Chicago Board of Trade on Monday, March wheat closed at 6.19¾, up 9¼. May wheat closed at 6.37¾, up 9¼. July wheat closed at 6.54¼, up 10½. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 6.20, up 8½. May corn closed at 6.25¾, up 9¢. July corn closed at 6.29¾, up 9½. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 12.17½, up 30½. May beans closed at 12.25½, up 30¢. July beans closed at 12.34¼, up 29¾. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade Monday closed at 3.21. That was up 91¢. May meal closed at 3.22.80, up 89. July meal closed at 3.24.90, up 86. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 51.42, up 99. May oil closed at 51.84, up 99. July oil closed at 52.26, up 101. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 2.95½, up a dime. And May oats, up 1¢, and May oats closed at 2.97. That was up 1½. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois cut grain prices were higher on Monday afternoon, with soybean values sharply higher. Lower than expected rainfall totals for the South American crop, plus the lower value of the U.S. dollar, pushed grain futures up. Weekly export inspection totals were as expected by traders for all grains. Wheat exports came in at 17.1 million bushels, with corn at 35.2 million, and soybean exports totaled 35.66 million bushels. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 9 cents stronger at 6.08 to 6.28, while soybean bids were mostly 30 to 34 cents higher at 11.87 to 12.09. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 8 to 10 cents at 6.16 to 6.35, soybeans advanced 30 to 31 cents at $12 to 12.22, and soft red winter wheat gained 6 to 10 cents at 6.06 to 6.16. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills reported those corn bids 8 to 10 cents stronger, ranging from 6.16 to 6.28. Soybeans mostly 29 to 31 cents higher at 12.02 to 12.21. And the wheat prices gained 6 to 9 cents at 6.15 to 6.32. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 10 to 17 cents stronger at 6.25 to 6.35. Soybeans gained 30 to 33 cents, ranging from 12.25 to 12.30. And the new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery up 10 to 12 cents at 6.13 to 6.19. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 9 cents higher at 6.44 to 6.45. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 31 cents, with quotations at 12.44 to 12.46. Soft red winter wheat gained 9 cents on Monday at 6.33 to 6.34, and the Milo 8 cents higher at 6.18 to 6.19. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
February hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 86.47, up 115. April hogs closed at 88.50, up 145. May hogs closed at 96.25, up 80 cents. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 124.60, up a nickel. April cattle closed at 128.17, up 45. June cattle closed at $127, up 67 cents. January feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 151.90, up 27. March feeders closed at 153.75, down a dime. April feeders closed at 155.40, and that was up 20. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Monday, January 23rd. For the Eastern Corn Belt, the leader togs, barrows, and gilts closed $1.53 lower, with the carcass base price range of $75 to $84, weighted average $81.24. Hogs purchased Illinois today $10,800. Illinois direct brown gilt trade was steady, $55 to $60, with Illinois direct slaughter sows steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds, $50 to $56. 450 to 550 pounds at $53 to $58. Over 550 pounds at $56 to $60. Today's estimated receipts of 1,000 and Friday's actuals 550. Pork carcass cutout, 85.27, and that is down 37 cents. Estimated daily livestock slaughter to federal inspection, hogs for today 427,000. Last week 376,000, a year ago 419,000. Cattle today 123,000. Last week 131,000, a year ago 125,000. Box beef cutout values were higher on moderate demand and light to moderate offerings. Total movement today, 149 fabulos of 37 trim. Choice, 183.52, that is up $1.52. Select at 177.77, and that is up $2.21. Saturday at the Hamilton's Madison County Ag Hay Auction, 1,100 bales sold. Compared to last week, hay sold mostly steady, with wheat straw 25 cents higher in small squares. Alfalfa premium quality small squares at $6.30 to $7.60. Good quality traded from $4.60 to $5.60, with large squares at $70 to $77. Alfalfa mixed grass premium quality small squares $6.10 to $7.40. Large squares 3x3s at $81 to $100, and large squares 2x3s at $76. Good quality small squares at $4.10 to $5.60, with large rounds 4x5s at $68, and large round 4x4s at $55. Mixed grass, premium quality small squares from $6.70 to $7.30, good quality traded at $6.10 to $6.40. Large squares, 3x3s at $65 to $78, large rounds, 4x5s at $65 to $70. Milo, good quality large squares at $65. Red clover, good quality large squares at 68. Wheat straw, good quality small squares at 290 to 310. Large squares, 3x3s at 33. And large rounds, 4x5s at 30. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Grain Market News Service, returning you back to WSMI.
And on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, January Class 3 milk closed at $17.09, down a penny. February milk, $16.28, down 13 cents. March milk at $16.54, down 15. January butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $1.59, down 1. For February, $1.55, down a half. And for March, $1.58 and three quarter, that was down a quarter. Spot prices for Class 3 milk, $18.77. For butter, $1.56.5, down a half. And for non-fat dry milk, $1.45. Closing out part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Scottville and Greenfield. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, $6.31. For February, $6.27. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $6.23. For February, $6.19. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, $12.07. For February, $11.99. Wheat delivered to Scottville for January, $5.99. For more information or to confirm the bids, you can contact Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $6.31, corn at Scottville, $6.23, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $12.07, wheat at Scottville, $5.99. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Whether you're in municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services, your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at CTEM.
As the weather turns cold and the temperatures drop, your diesel engines work harder than ever. Now is the time to get the diesel fuel that works as hard as your equipment, FS Diesel X Gold. It gives your engines the power and protection they need all winter long. FS Diesel X Gold can be winterized with SureFlow 4, which ensures maximum performance during the coldest winter temperatures. See M&M Service Company for the diesel fuel that gives your engines greater power, protection, and fuel economy. Give your engines FS Diesel X Gold. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Across mid-Illinois for today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 40s with light northwest winds. Tonight becoming cloudy, low temperatures in the upper 20s. And for tomorrow, Wednesday, cloudy skies with a chance of snow or sleet, high temperatures in the upper 30s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, clear to partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the upper 20s, highs in the low 40s. Right now, 26 degrees at the Weather Center on this Tuesday morning. It's 6:23. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. First of all, in our farm news today, since early October, corn prices have bounced in a wide trading range. March 2012 futures have traded between 575 and 675, while December 2012 futures have been between 535 and 620, according to University of Illinois agricultural economist Darrell Good. Prices have also likely been influenced by the volatility in the financial, currency, and metals markets, according to Mr. Good. Prices for the 2011 crop are currently being supported by a fairly rapid rate of consumption and ongoing uncertainty about the size of the upcoming South American harvest. Basis levels have been generally strong since harvest and are currently at record levels for this time of year in some markets, according to Good. Ethanol production in the first 2 weeks of January was nearly 5% larger than during the same 2 weeks last year. The low price of ethanol relative to gasoline suggests that blending economics will remain favorable even without the blender's tax credit. In some other farm news, a slow run at the Hamilton Hay Auction Saturday. Monday morning, we talked to Mike Hamilton. He gives us the numbers.
Well, Randy, we had that ice came in Friday evening, and it was still around Saturday morning, so it kind of slowed our supplies down. We ended up with 631 small squares. We were kind of light on them. We had 225 bales of alfalfa. The first crop was at 460 a bale. We had some third crop at 750. We had 200 small squares of grass mix, and it was from 740 to 760 a bale. And we had 206 bales of straw, small squares of straw, from 290 to 310. We ended up with 110 round bales, and we had 8 bales of straw at $30, 26 bales of rye at $55.50. We had 25, they were real small round bales at $54 to $55 a bale, and then we had 50 bales of grass hay from $65 to $70 a bale. In the big squares, we ended up with 212 bales. We had 18 bales of 3x3/8 alfalfa at $70. We had 14 straw bales at $33. We had some corn stalks at $25. We had 42 bales of clover at $68. We had 10 bales of real fancy third crop at $100 a bale. And we had 112 mixed grass from 66 to 78. And then we had 14 2x3 bales of third crop alfalfa at $76.
Sounds like you didn't have too much to sell there. How was buyer attendance?
You know, usually we got between 60 and 75 buyer numbers out, and I believe we had 40 out Saturday. A lot of people just, you know, if they didn't need hay, they didn't get out on the roads. We was right in the heart of that ice storm, and even though the township did a good job of salting our roads and stuff, it was still pretty treacherous, so a lot of people stayed home.
Well, you can't blame them for that, I guess. You're going to try it again this Saturday?
Oh, yeah. We'll be should have quite a bit of hay in, and we'll be accepting hay from noon Friday up until about 10:30 on Saturday morning. So if anybody needs to get a hold of me, they can reach me at 618-410-4293, or they can get us on the website at www.hamiltonhayauction.com.
In other farm news this morning, with the pork checkoffs Operation Main Street, producers are telling their own story to community and civic groups. Pork Checkoff Vice President of Producer and Industry Relations Bill Winkleman says Operation Main Street has reached a new milestone.
We just had our 5,000th speech given here in December. We have trained over 800 different producers across the United States with Operation Main Street, and so just a tremendous achievement. The number of people that we're reaching across the country with this outreach program has been a real success.
And Winkleman says there is a simple reason for the success of Operation Main Street.
I think producers want to tell their story. Most of these speeches are given within 50 to 100 miles of where they live. And so their opportunity to reach out to civic groups and their neighbors, the surrounding towns, to tell their story about what modern agriculture, what modern hog production is about, they take that as a great opportunity, and so we give them a little bit of training so they can feel a little more comfortable, and they go out and just consistently hit a home run with the folks that are at those meetings.
GPS is making it possible and easier for farmers to apply nitrogen to their corn crop in the spring, as Todd Gleason reports, even at planting time.
It's been a long-held rule that nitrogen should not be applied to a cornfield within a week to 10 days of planting. This is because it can cause serious damage to the seedlings, says University of Illinois Extension soil fertility specialist Fabian Fernandez. But GPS is changing everything about side dressing anhydrous ammonia.
Definitely, yes. The concern, of course, with a side dress application of anhydrous ammonia is the potential seedling injury that you might, or the root injury that you might cause. But if you are using a GPS and you know that you're applying it in between rows, you're separating it quite a distance, you know, if you're in 30-inch rows, 15-inch separation from where the plant is, so that should be no problem at all. In fact, it could be done right at the same time of planting or, you know, as a side dress. The important thing is to try to keep that nitrogen away from where the seed is germinating.
So it is possible to side dress nitrogen at the time of planting, even preferable because planting is quite likely to take place when the soils are in better or good condition, not too wet or too dry, which might not happen later in the season.
Another important thing to consider is especially with a side dress application, not so much with application at the time of planting or pre-plant, is the soil conditions. If we are a little bit too wet, we can have some, even if we are applying at a 15-inch distance from the row, we can have some ammonia losses as we are applying that anhydrous ammonia, and that can cause some tissue injury.
Despite this tissue injury risk, there are some very good reasons to side dress nitrogen rather than applying it in the fall or early spring.
Every time you apply nitrogen, long before the plant is going to use it, you increase the window of opportunity for that nitrogen to be lost or for something to happen to that nitrogen that won't be available to the plant the next year. So the opposite is true. If the closer you are to the time that the plant will need that nitrogen, the better chance you have for that nitrogen to be actually used up by the plant and not by other microorganisms or being lost somewhere.
One other note here on conservation. Applying nitrogen, of course, closer to the time that the plant needs it, makes it more efficient. It's also possible to use less power to apply that nitrogen in the fall or the spring, because between row applications can be done with half as many knives, or one every other row. That takes less power and less fuel to get across the field. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
And finally, in our farm news on this Tuesday morning, a series of webinars on a variety of topics that relate to small farms and local foods will be held at Extension offices throughout the state beginning today and continuing through March 29th. Today and Thursday, a webinar presented by Extension educator Kyle Cecil and Extension specialist Ken Kolkelbeck will provide information for small farm producers on the opportunities and challenges of pasture-based poultry production. The Tuesday webinars will begin at 7 o'clock. The Thursday webinars will begin at 1. For more information about the dates and locations, you can contact Steve Cravens at 309, the area code 309-342-5108, extension 131, or you can email scravens@illinois.edu or contact your Christian County Extension office at 287-7246. That's part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.